Okay, 101, be satisfied in the now. Sometimes we're sitting somewhere, we're living here today, and things are nice around us, nice people, nice situation, but we have decided, no, I wanted it to be like this, like that, like this, like that, according to my plans, my desires, and then we're sitting there disappointed and dissatisfied and unhappy because we don't have that. The desire, the dream. But if we just leave that aside for a moment, put that dream there, that desire on the shelf, the future, maybe, perhaps I want all that, and look at what's going on here right now. And for me, it's great. And I was sitting here just making plans for the future. What should I do? Which path should I go? Where should I be in 5 years? And so on. And I'm sitting here in front of Shishigan Akigiri there, and it's like I realize that, or I leave it where it was all the time at, with Radha and Krishna, with Gandhara Gagir, there with God. To decide, and I am just now, from now, just walking step by step on this path and enjoying every step, because, you know, when you've got God leading you on your path, it can get pretty fun. Nevertheless, an adventure, and that's what life is about. I mean, if we knew the future, we may of course decide something, but you know, if we want to skip the now and step into that future, or we want to just see the whole plan up in front there, yes. This is how it's gonna be. And it's boring. So yeah, enjoy the adventure.